The Lexington Farmers Market Report on WUKY is brought to you by Kentucky American Water, reminding homeowners that taking simple steps daily can help conserve water and save money. Find water use information, including leak detection information, at KentuckyAMWater.com and on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Hello and welcome to Kentucky American Water's Lexington Farmers Market Report. Joining us from the Lexington Farmers Market, Josh England. Josh, welcome back to WUKY. What's happening over there at the Lexington Farmers Market?
Well, it seems like we just finished strawberry season, and then we got into blueberry season, and blueberries are still around, but we're already getting into the beginnings of blackberry season, and you don't want to get in a jam and miss out.
Kentucky is cobbler country. Give me a recipe for making the best blackberry cobbler.
You have to control the moisture whenever you are using fresh berries. And that is always the hardest part. It's the part that people are always stumped with the most. A little bit of cornstarch slurry in the berries, pre-cooking them just a little bit with that cornstarch slurry, really helps make that foundation so that you don't get just the ooey gooey wateriness that sometimes you get when you're making a cobbler or a pie. 1.5 teaspoons to 2 teaspoons of cornstarch with equal parts cool water. Mix that together. Pour that into the blackberries as they're getting ready to take a little trip on the stovetop to soften down a little bit. You don't always have to do that, but I think that it really does help make that texture much better at the end, and it's more foolproof. If you're an expert and you're making fruit pastries all the time, you know how to judge, and you don't have to add that slurry in there. For many people who are only making 1 or 2 cobblers a year, don't try to beat yourself up. Take the quick shortcut there. I like to use a mixture of white sugar and brown sugar to get a really good flavor. Some people will add molasses in there to really darken it up. I don't love that personally. And then you get to decide how heavily spiced you want it. Do you want to add a lot of cinnamon in there, or do you want to add something like a lemon flavor to make it more bright? That is really up to personal taste. During the early part of the summer, I tend to go with the lighter flavor, so I might add a squeeze or two of fresh lemon in there and keep it pretty plain on the spices, maybe a little bit of vanilla extract. And depending on how lazy I am, I'll even just use something like a pre-made quick biscuit mix that I've added a little bit of sugar into as the topping. Because sometimes you're already starting the oven up. You don't also have to do more dishes. And if you want to make a pastry crust, that's really great. But if you just want to do something super easy with fresh berries, another way is just use the box stuff.
Josh, thank you so much for coming in and telling us about blackberries in the farmer's market.
Thanks for having me today.
And thank you for joining us for the Lexington Farmer's Market Report, brought to you by Kentucky American Water. And we'll see you down there at the Lexington Farmer's Market, where friends meet. I'm Joe Conkright for WUKY. When you're talking about adding stuff to the cobbler, and I never really thought about that because I've always had sort of a traditional cobbler, but could you, in fact, maybe take little jalapenos and chop them up? Because blackberry and jalapeno actually are pretty good together.
For a cobbler, you have to warn your friends and family before they...
It's a surprise.
A surprise. But then I think that would pair even really nicely with vanilla ice cream. You get that sort of pepper jelly experience, and that would be really good. Maybe not get the most spicy jalapenos, deseed them. But yeah, you can play around with that sweet and savory. One of my favorite barbecue sauces has berries and habaneros in it. So that flavor combo can go together.
I grew up with blackberries and being able to walk along the fence line and just pick blackberries until I had a big old bowl of them. But not everybody has that. I don't even have that anymore. So a good way to get some blackberries in you, especially fresh local blackberries, is the farmer's market.
Absolutely. They're one of the products that don't really last that long. Their shelf life really isn't super long. And so by the time they're picked, taken on a truck, taken to the grocery store, ended up in your shopping cart, they're getting a little bit let past their prime. But at the farmer's market, you know that they're probably picked that day or the day before, maybe 2 days before, but it's going to still be really fresh, and you're going to get those really unique sun-ripened tastes that you can't get from a big box store getting a mass market sort of produced blackberry.
Another advantage of buying the blackberries as opposed to going out and picking them yourself is you got to compete against the animals. Birds love blackberries. Squirrels will eat a blackberry. You got all kinds of critters that will try to beat you to the punch.
When you were growing up, walking the fence line to get the brambles, I'm sure your mom or someone was yelling, "Watch out for the copperheads." You don't have to do that. You don't have to have that concern if you are buying the berries from the farmer's market. And there's even varieties that the farmers are selling that have smaller seeds so that you don't get as many things stuck in your teeth. Some people like the smaller berries. Some people like the ones that are giant, as big as your thumb, and are super juicy. And you can choose which one you want to buy and meet your taste as well.